tilling and paying off.
Sometimes in the morning in the fall, if you find it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, the kind of weather you might like to be out in, you might say this morning it's rather...
Well, it was cool, this morning it was cool, mm-hmm. and comfortable, refreshing.
If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you might
say... Well, that's freeze. Or maybe a heavy frost.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
It won't bother the pecans as much.
But the lake might, if it gets real cold...
They don't freeze over down here. Mm-hmm. Up in Canada, I saw lakes froze up 40 feet deep, solid block of ice. Mm-hmm. And lakes that were 300 feet deep, mm-hmm. clear as a crystal, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mountains on each side right down here was lakes. Mm-hmm. In the province of Quebec,
Mr. What did you think of this interview? Well, just your opinion of it.
Well, my opinion is this. It's all right, and of course, to me, mm-hmm. much of this is commonplace, see?
Yes, sir.
But I can see where to many people it might be helpful.
Yes,
sir. I think there's lots of stuff in there that's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. It has no bearing on it. It's not what I call an interview at all. Good part of it.
Yes.
Of course, my opinion isn't worth the thing. I'm not in that kind of business. But all my life I've tried to keep abreast of the times and the use of words.
Yes, sir.
And I saw words I didn't know what they meant. Mm-hmm. I saw it today, I'd look at them, and next time I saw that word, mm-hmm. I knew what it meant.
Yes.
I had a friend who never got put to the fourth grade in school.
Yes.
He was a line type operator. Yes. He couldn't spell, he couldn't do anything. But after he got to be in a careful little dictionary right by his desk, right by his on his line type. Come to where he couldn't tell how to divide something.
Yes.
Anyway, and when he died he was well versed in spelling and division of words and usage of words.
Yes.
Words are like anything else to be of value to you. You've got to practice to use them.
Yes. I've noticed you have a very good vocabulary. Very, very large vocabulary.
Thank you. Well, it's all homegrown, I can tell you that.
Yes. That's good. What do you think about correct English? Who do you think would speak correct English, and what would you think correct English is?
That depends on what the subject is now. Lots of people are trying to speak using correct English. I don't think you've got to be a college professor to do that. Neither do I think you need to be a dumbbell. You got to show off now.
Trying to find your opinion.
That's all right. But I think it's important that in the common practice of a daily routine of speaking, of spelling, of writing, such as that.
Yes.
I've seen people getting up to make a speech, looked like they couldn't get cranked up, couldn't get started. And when they would get into it, well, they didn't know how to stop.
Yes.
Just keep on, like a preacher, just keep on preaching. I found years ago in a little public speaking that I used to do years ago, I found that the thing was to